What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. And if this is your first time, welcome for the first time. I appreciate you popping your cherry on this episode. So, what is Ghost Ninja Raccoon? It is a horror movie recap podcast where I, CG, tell you the story of a horror movie that I watched in 30 minutes or less. I'm doing this so you don't have to watch it, and also because I just like telling stories about horror movies. Also that. So this week I picked a movie called Slaughter Drive, and it is on Amazon Prime, free-ish, you know, whatever your membership costs them, blah, 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 blah. Why did I pick this movie? I picked it because there's another horror movie podcast that I listen to called Neon Maniacs, and one of the hosts of that show directed this movie. So I know that particular podcast is focused on 80s horror movies, so I know this is going to have like a super duper 80s horror theme, and that's like my jam. So I'm like, let me check it out. So this is from 2018, and let me read the synopsis and tell you what it's about. That's my throat clearing announcer thingy. Okay. When failed filmmaker Doug Stevenson leaves his video camera in the local park overnight, he accidentally records something horrific. With the help of his bumbling teacher buddies, Doug goes on a wild ride to save himself, his friends, his ex-wife, and the entire neighborhood. Featuring a killer throwback soundtrack and splattery practical effects, find out who will stay alive on Slaughter Drive. That synopsis was pretty good. So, based off of that, I'm going to go in with a pre-Ninja Star rating of, I was going to do 3, but I'm changing my mind right now after I had read that in my announcer voice, and I'm going to go 4. Now, on Amazon, the rating is 3 out of 5 stars, and on IMDb, it's 3.8 out of 10, so that's pretty bad. However, I happen to like shit that's overtly campy and that's poking fun at itself and that's kind of being stupid, but it knows it's stupid. Like, it's not trying to be like super smart and intelligent and make you think real hard. Like, if it's a horror movie, you don't really have to go over the top with all this, you know, cerebralness. Like, sometimes that's cool, but sometimes we just want to see people get killed in fake blood and shit. So I happen to like that kind of stuff, so I'm gonna ignore this IMDb 3.8 rating, which is kind of like a 4, and go horror in with a 4 Ninja Star pre-rating. There's no people in this movie that I ever heard of. Like I said, it's directed by this dude from this other podcast I listen to. I don't know shit about him. I don't even know what he looked like. He could be trash in real life. Who knows? But based off the fact that I kind of like their podcast, I'm going to get this to go. So I'm about to watch Slaughter Drive. It's from 2018. It's 1 hour and 42 minutes. So Amazon Prime, as I said, it's rated R. So for real scary, hopefully, it ain't going to be scary. But I'll be back in a minute with the next segment to tell y'all what I found out about the people so far in the beginning of this movie. And we're about to get going. Okay, I'm back. So, the movie opens with a redhead in workout gear, like at the park. She about to work out and shit. But before she go on her run, she calling her boo, or he calling her. And they're making arrangements to hook up later. So she like, I'm going to get some takeout. You know, I can get into the garage, but, you know, let me know when you get home. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She like, you need to give me a key, blah, 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 blah. So she go on her run. And while she on her run, we can see somebody following her. But she don't know that somebody following her. So she gets to the takeout place. She get her food. When she get back to her car, she herself left her car unlocked with the window rolled down. So she get in the car. She get home. When she don't get home, she get to her boo place. So she pull into the garage. She calling him like, where you at? Because he not home yet. So the inside garage door isn't open. Just the actual garage door. So she hears somebody banging on the trunk from the inside of the trunk. And it's a woman. And she's like, help me. Please let me out. Please let me out. Help me. Help me. And so she looking like, what the fuck? How this bitch get in my trunk? And I'm like, bitch, you know how she got in your trunk? Because you left your motherfucking car unlocked with the windows down while you went to get your takeout. And if you had noticed, the car that was at the park was also the car that was at the takeout. So this bitch is not observant and obviously did not grow up with a bunch of cops who be telling you to look out for shit like that. Anywho, so instead of calling the police, right, or driving the car to the police station to be like, yo, it's a bitch in my trunk. I don't know how she got in there, but I'm not letting her the fuck out. I'm not opening this trunk. She don't do that. She opened the trunk and then cut to her boo coming home. So he walking through the house like, yo, Red, where you at? Where you at? He get into the garage and he see her kind of sitting down by the side of the truck, by the car. And he like, oh, what you doing? You playing? What? Why is you tripping? Then he walk over to her and he see her whole blood and guts and insides is all on the stomach, all out of her stomach in front of her. Like all of her insides is outside her stomach. She dead. He like, oh my God, oh my God. He ain't say it like that. You know, he was shocked as shit. But why he shocked and someone come behind him, that sliced his fucking throat. So, Red and Boo dead. First few minutes, right off the rap. So then they go through the credits and shit. And so now we following Director Doug, you know, the dude from the synopsis. Director Doug is coming home from a film festival or some shit where he was trying to pitch one of his movies and that shit did not go well. So he coming back, he all sad as fuck, walking through the airport and getting on the train and blah, blah, blah. Then his teacher friend come pick him up. He like, yo, can we get some drinks? Teacher like, yeah, I wish I could, but the kids at the school fucking up, so I gotta go, like, do some shit at the school with these fucked up kids. So, teacher friend leave, Director Doug go in the house. Soon as he get in the house, he hears somebody fucking, like, fucking. So, he walk into his room. It's his future ex-wife, Gina, but we just gonna call that bitch ex-wife. Ex-wife is getting her groove on with some rando college kid ex-wife. I know you're going to get the bad end of the divorce, but could you wait until it's like not in my house before you start fucking in it? So they are actively going through divorce, but this bitch is fucking somebody in the bed that's in his house. Well, it's her bed that's still in his house. So she step out with him. She like, yo, look, you know I'm about to get this bed. Like, why don't you be the best ex-husband ever and just like let me finish up because, you know, we need to get these nuts, yo. So I would have like, you and that dude, get the fuck out of here on the horse y'all rode in here on, because you was not about to continue to actively fuck in my bed, in your bed, in my house. But he like, okay. So they fucking loud. And he like in the shower and he's sad and he playing songs and shit. And he like just sad as fuck because they about to get a divorce. And also he could actively hear them fucking in his house. Like I would have left. Anywho, they fuck. Fucking go over there. Next day, his teacher friend come back. Director Doug all sad as fuck. He like, dog, why you so sad? He's like, my movie suck. You know, ex-wife leaving me. Like, my life is shit right now. So teacher like, I'm gonna make you some breakfast. But I gotta go to school. It's the last day of school. But I'm gonna be back and I'm gonna kick it with you after that. So, you know, chill out for the day. Like, relax. You know, you'll be all right. But, you know, we gonna hang out. We gonna have a great summer. So, essentially, Director Doug seemed like a loser. His ex-wife left him and she is getting her freak on. She has already gotten her groove back. And she was getting it back in her bed in his motherfucking house. And then we got his teacher friend. The other two people that we have been introduced to so far in the movie have been killed. Now, for the killers, we got a killer accomplice situation, or we maybe have the lady that was in the trunk. Maybe the killer is a lady. We don't know. That's all we've been introduced to so far. So I'm going to see what's up in a minute and I'll be back. Okay, I'm back again. So Director Doug decide, you know, he not going to be sad about his movie and he going to go make a new one. Also, it's two friends. The friend that picked him up is like, they both got on glasses and they both seem kind of nerdy, but they both is teachers. So we going to call him Big Head because he got a big ass head. So we got Big Head teacher and then the other teacher, tall teacher, I guess, because he a little bit tall. So Big Head teacher and tall teacher. They come up to, you know, get to the crib after they get off work and they're like, yo, we hanging out tonight. He's like, no, I'm about to go to the park. I'm about to start, you know, shooting a new short film. I need to get a time lapse of the sunset. So I'm like about to be at the park all day filming, you know, this shit so I can get this time lapse. They're like, yeah, all right. So he goes to the park, he get his shit set up and he just kind of essentially laying around. And since he want to get the sunset, he got to be there all motherfucking day. So he fall asleep on a bench, park bench. Big Head and tall teacher, you know, come and they got a cooler with them. And so they like, yo, we need you to come with us real quick. They scare him to fuck awake. We need you to come with us real quick. We about to go do something. Just like come with us for a second. So he like, what? They like, yo, leave your shit here. You recording time lapse. Like that shit can like stay here. Ain't nobody gonna steal your shit. So they bounce. They got like some Jack Daniels in the cooler. So they take some shots of that. And then he don't know what else in the cooler. So they leave. So they get to what looks like the back of a restaurant. And they like, what the? He's like, well, Director Doug is asking them, like, why the fuck are we here? So tall teacher is like, well, at school not too long ago, some shit happened where one of the students tripped him or did something to him where he ended up falling down and he twisted his ankle, he scraped his knees, he like fucked his hand and shit up, and when he got stuck some kind of way, like he threw his back out so he couldn't move, he ripped his pants, so his asshole was out. And while his asshole was out and he wasn't able to move, people was taking pictures of his asshole, and then they was taking selfies of them with him and his asshole, apparently. So he real mad and he want to get revenge. So the kid he want to get revenge on, last name is Peacock, so we're going to call him Peacock. He probably not going to come back, but for this segment. So his revenge is he has been jacking off into a jar for 3 months. So he's got about a half a gallon worth of jizz in the jar. So he's going to put it in a pie tin and then put some whipped cream on top of it and make a jizz pie. So when little kid come out on his break, he ain't little, he a teenager. He come out on his break audibly saying, "Whoa, I'm so glad I'm on my break." Also, he got a Razor flip phone, so whatever. Big head run up to him and like distract him, like, "What's up?" Because he taking selfies and shit. So he jump into selfies with him. And then while big head is distracting him, tall teacher come up from behind him, tap him on the shoulders and smash him in the face with that motherfucking jizz pie, y'all. It was disgusting. Clearly it wasn't jizz, but just the thought. So the dude is pretty much like, "Oh my God, what is this? It's in my mouth. This in my nose." It was gross. It was really, really gross. Director Doug threw up. Then, you know, he went back to the park to get his camera. When he got back there, the camera was still recording, but then it was just like this weird dude, like just standing in a mask, like at the other end of the park. And he was like, "Oh, you scared me. Like, what's up? Why are you standing there?" And then the scary dude just ran the fuck off. So we have established that there are two teachers, tall teacher and big head. And they made a fucking jizz pie. Like, that was really gross. Like, can you keep jizz just in a jar for 3 months? Is that scientifically possible? Do you have to put it in a fridge? Like, is it going to go bad? I mean, I guess they make, you know, they use, you know, freeze for artificial insemination. But I feel like that shit ain't just like in a jar on a shelf. But I guess if it was bad jizz, he might have wanted it to be bad since he was about to smash that shit in somebody's face. Anyway, it looked like they go to a party at somebody's crib and they like kicking it and shit. So I'm about to head back in, but I really had to tell y'all about that motherfucking jizz pie because that shit was gross. Returning again. So they're at this dude party. You know, we're about to have a party. They just playing video games and shit. So it's big head, tall teacher, and then a couple other rando dudes who just about to get killed in a few minutes. So Director Doug running back to the house. He like, "What the fuck? Was y'all trying to scare me at the park?" And he was like, "No." He was like, "Yo, it was this creepy dude in a mask, like, and he ran away from like my camera and shit." So they like, "That's fucked up." They get drunk, pass out, and the two rando dudes leave. And when they leave him, the killer come and kill them both. One dude's throat gets slit, and the other dude he paralyzes by breaking his neck, but not enough to kill him. And then he drill him in the eye with an electric drill and kill him. So those dudes get killed. Apparently, he removed their bodies. The other dudes wake up the next day. They all sleep over tall teacher's house. He make breakfast and shit. Director Doug like, "I gotta bounce." So he leave. He get back to his crib. He finally looking at the video. And he see on the video, essentially the dude in the mask that he saw last night was walking across the park with a big garbage bag that was had a person inside. He beating and kicking the bag. The bag started moving around. He pull out a gun. He shoot the bag. He pick it up. He cart it the fuck away. So he see this shit. He does not immediately go to the police. He don't call the police. He just looking at this video like over and over again in slow motion and shit, like making sure he saw what he think he saw. In the interim, big head and tall teacher is at the pool. They calling him like, "Yo, you coming to the motherfucking pool?" He like, "Nah." So there's the pool. So he looking at the video and then he hear like a crash at his crib and like a window break or something, and then he hears some footsteps walking around his place. He is not immediately in action. He takes some seconds to kind of pull it together. So he kind of slowly walking through his place, and then he gets swooped up by somebody. He starts choking him out. They tussle a little bit. He get away. He go hide in the basement. The killer come looking for him in the basement. He lead back out, and so Director Doug get up out of his spot, which is what you don't do. You stay in your hiding spot for fucking ever, because if they don't know you down there, then you know. But also, he should have, first of all, don't go in a basement. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever. You gotta go someplace where you could at least fake it, make it look like you left out. Like, go hide in the kitchen, but open the back door so it look like you ran outside, and then he'll go outside. You can call the police, or just run the fuck outside. Like, anyway, he come out, and then the killer break back in the other door, and then chloroform his ass, and he is knocked the fuck out. So now Director Doug is knocked the fuck out, and Big Head and Teacher is still at the pool, like, kicking it or whatever, and I guess he about to get kidnapped. So I'm kind of like, is this, like, all just, like, a prank or something, and maybe these people are not really dead? Because, oh, no. There was a news story about Red being missing. So the girl who got killed very first off in the movie, there was a news story about her. So somebody definitely is dead. But what they got to do with Director Doug and Big Head and Tall Teacher, I don't know. But that when the killer did kill, like, slice that dude's, random dude's neck, they did show his eyes. It looked like he had on, like, a lot of eyeliner or something. Like, maybe he was, like, an old rocker or something. Or he never washed his face from Halloween, and he just still got his runny eye makeup on. But he had on some eye makeup, and his eyes didn't look particularly menacing. Also, the acting in this movie is not good. So, I mean, it is an independent film, and so taking all of that into account, and I can imagine this film has lost several ninja stars already. It's probably at about a 2 right now. The acting is pretty bad, you guys. Like, it is not good. So halfway through, a little bit more than halfway, I am not going to be giving this a recommend. First of all, I'm 46 minutes in. I still have an hour left. I don't know what else can happen in an hour. I'm nervous. Okay, I'm back for the last time for this bullshit. So, Director Doug, after he was drugged, he, like, in a park with, spoiler alert, his neighbors. I don't know if I told y'all in the beginning, but he had met some new neighbors, a dude and his wife, but they the motherfucking killers. So, they, like, out in the park. He all, like, drugged and shit, and they, like, talking to him, telling him shit, but he don't know what they saying because he motherfucking drugged. So when he wake up again, he is in the basement of their home, and tied up next to him is the teenage college dude that his wife was fucking in the beginning. His wife never returns, y'all. Ever, ever, ever. So that bitch just showed her titties for, like, 2 minutes for nothing. Anywho, so while he in the basement, Big Head and Tall Teacher, they went around looking for him. They went to his house. They thought he was drunk because they saw an empty bottle of Jack Daniels. His computer room was trashed because, you know, they have fault and shit in there. So they, like, he must be somewhere sleeping it off. So they playing video games, not looking for fucking dead. So they chilling. And then Big Head, like, all right, I'm about to bounce. I'm gonna just walk home. So while Director Doug's in the basement, he wake up. He's still fucked the fuck up, but he trying to, like, get it together. So he kind of get up out the basement. He is not able to get the college kid untied because he's so fucked up, like, stumbling around and shit. Y'all, it was terrible. But he stumbled his ass outside, and his neighbor, the dude neighbor killer, he come up behind him. They tussle. They get outside the gate. They tussling. Neighbor dude is trying to strangle him when Big Head walked down the street. And he like, yo, what the fuck you doing? The neighbor dude is like, oh, he was drunk. He was, like, trespassing. You know, he should just, like, lay right here. Big Head like, nah, son. He not about to lay right here on this ground. So Big Head scoop him up. Save his life. Right? Neighbor get back inside. The college teen was trying to escape. But neighbor get him. Chop him in the face with an axe. He did. So Director Doug wake up the next day. He like, yo, the neighbors is fucking killers. I'm telling y'all they killers. They don't believe him at first. He like, all right, watch. So they call the police and shit. The police come. The police go talk to the neighbor, and then the police come back and like, yo, the neighbor said you was trespassing. I'm gonna get you a ticket. So the police get him a ticket. He don't believe shit Director Doug say. So Director Doug go over there, and he acting all crazy, like, all right, you got me this ticket, you know. He just acting crazy to him, essentially, so he can plant a microphone on his back, which he does, so he can spy on him. So he get the microphone, it's planted, and then he essentially hears, he and the two teachers hear neighbor telling his wife about, they essentially arguing about, why didn't you kill him yesterday? And he was like, because he fucking got away. I tried to kill him, blah, blah, blah. Then they found a microphone. So they decide, instead of enlisting additional police help, they are going to stake out the killer couple and take them out, I guess. So they borrow a van from one of their friends, who later, spoiler alerts, gets killed by the fucking neighbor. Whatever. So they borrow a van. They staking the fuck out. Big Head's supposed to be the lookout. And Director Doug is like going to investigate in the house while neighbor dude is driving away. So it turns out neighbor dude got a chick in a car that they done tied up. They have a new dude in the basement that they just was actively killing, who almost dead. So they get out. Essentially, they running around, chase, chase, chase. Killer neighbor get like tall teacher and Big Head caught up some kind of way in the woods. They all tied the fuck up. Director Doug eventually meets up with them, and somehow the police come. I don't know how the police come. Maybe while he was away, he was calling the police, but the police show up and say they motherfucking lives. So tall teacher did get stabbed in the leg. Blase ski. So the summer goes on. Allegedly, neighbor is in jail, and then they thought that his wife was dead because they saw some body parts in the bag when they was in the basement. But turned out that bitch ain't dead. And neighbor fucking escapes from jail. So he escaped from jail, and after he escapes, he essentially spends the rest of the summer in hiding, but calling Director Doug and taunting him over the phone. Essentially phone stalking him, telling him like, yeah, it's hard out here being on a run. I had to kill 3 people today, but it's all worth it so I could kill you later. That was probably my favorite part. So he taught him all summer. The teachers is, you know, living their best summer life, getting sad because back to school signs starting to show up, you know, in the stores and stuff. So finally, killer neighbor like leave a note on Director Doug's computer like, yo bitch, I'm back. So he like, all right y'all, it's time, let's do this, we about to, you know, finish this the fuck up. Again, no police involvement. They just like, yep, we about to take care of this. So they, Director Doug, Tall Teacher, and Big Head decide to get a large bucket of, I guess, sulfuric acid or some sort of acid. They get over to the killer's house because they just go back to the crib even though they fucking on the run. Yeah, sure. Okay. And this is when we find out that his boo is not dead. The teacher, neighbor girl, she is not dead. She was like, yeah, that was just a trick. We put some bags, you know, some body parts in the bag and put this watch on there that she had on to trick them into thinking she was dead. So she come back. She about to stab Doug, but then tall teacher shoot her. And then he go inside and the neighbor dude come. They tussling. They run outside. And I guess the plan was for him to get him to walk past, I don't know. This was like some straight up Scooby-Doo shit. So as soon as he come off the porch, you know, when his Director Doug is clear, then tall teacher and Big Head throw this bucket of sulfuric acid on him. And I will say the practical special effects in the movie were pretty good. Obviously, they spent every dime of their budget on the special effects and the actual equipment for filming. Not in any way did they spend any money on the actors. All of the scenery in this movie was clearly somebody's motherfucking house, probably 2 houses. Tall teacher house had wood panel on the walls, y'all. It wasn't attractive. Whatever. And in a park that was probably free, maybe somebody's backyard. So they pour some sulfuric acid on his head and then he died. He fucking melts to the ground, and then they give each other high fives, and then it's over. Then the movie's over. Y'all, this movie was terrible. The practical special effects were good. I did appreciate that. Everything was practical, no CGI, so that part was dope. The acting was terrible. Big Head had brown teeth. Not brown, but they was like yellowish. Whatever. Oh, there was one scene when Big Head was trying to fight the neighbor killer. He was getting his ass beat. Like, it was the worst choreographed fight scene, like, ever. This movie also makes me feel like if I had the wherewithal and the focus to actually film, write, film, come up with the funding, and make a movie, my shit could get on Amazon. Like, but I'm not going to do any of those steps before the my shit can get on Amazon part. I'm not going to do that. But, anywho, that was Slaughter Drive. I didn't like it. I like the idea of you inadvertently filming some murderous shit and then deciding to become a vigilante, but I have never wanted some protagonists in the movie to be killed so bad. Like, I wanted all of them to die. They were so dumb. Like, even Director Doug could have bit it. I kind of like Tall Teacher because he was at least, like, overly dorky and mildly witty. But they really could have all died. Like, before they went on the stakeout, actually, this was Big Head. But before they went on the stakeout, Big Head went to the dollar store ahead, got them a whole bunch of snacks. And Director Doug was like, what are you doing? He was like, have you ever seen a fucking stakeout on TV? They always got motherfucking snacks. To which he is correct. But y'all ain't professionals. They had no business even attempting to try to stake any motherfucking body out. Like, they probably wouldn't even be good at stalking somebody. Although they were able to trick this neighbor dude into walking under a bucket of sulfuric acid. So, I mean, I guess their plan was just as good as Scooby-Doo and the gang, you know, but with murder, because they were killers, but two people did die. Again, no police were ever called except for that one time when he got a ticket for trespassing. So that was Slaughter Drive. I cannot give this a recommended viewing unless you just want to watch some crazy, most ridiculous shit. I'm going to even say that Sharkansas Women Prison Massacre was better than this, actually. So I'm not even sure how many stars I gave that. I probably gave that one ninja star. I would want to give this at least one ninja star for the practical special effects, because I do love those. But it was so bad, it's got to be less than Sharkansas Women Prison Massacre. So I'm going to give this a half a ninja star, y'all. One half of a ninja star for Slaughter Drive. That's all I can say. So I hope you enjoy listening to me tell y'all about this movie I ended up not motherfucking liking. I be not liking a lot of these movies. I need to pick better movies. This is my own fault. I'm going to pick a better movie next time. For real though. And maybe you'll enjoy me telling you about it better than I enjoy telling you this. But if you want to hear me tell you about something else, then check out my next episode. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a movie better than this. In the interim, you can follow me on Instagram or send me an email at ghostandraccoon@gmail.com. Until then, enjoy your lives.